Speaking of getting outside, Lorain County Metro Parks is a place to go. There's a lot of things happening out there. And Vanessa Cuesta comes in to join us. Good morning.
Good morning.
She is the first guest to tell me that it's raining outside, by the way. I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see?
See, I can't see from
That's what I'm telling you. We're in a good booth, but it's raining.
Yeah, everything's wet.
That's what happens.
I said, see how observant I am?
I told Vanessa, I said, look, it's raining out there. That's news. And she goes, that's not news. That's weather. Said, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's about all the time we have.
No, we should talk about Royal Oaks, which we haven't.
Hey, it was nice being here. Thanks, guys.
Plenty of time. We have plenty of time talking about some of the things. So let's get an update on the Royal Oaks property.
Right. Last time we spoke, we were in Grafton, and we had just acquired that piece of property. And I'm happy to say that we have made some progress. The ponds there, there's three ponds there that have been stocked, so it's ready for some fishing, some bluegill and sunfish, and the trail, which is 1.5 miles, is almost done, and we hope to be opening that to the public within the next couple weeks.
When they're putting a trail in, what kind of goes into that as far as you look at what's there and say, okay, a tree goes there, is we got to move on that side, or we go this way, or do they just try to make it as straight as possible? What's the thought behind the trail?
Well, we have a gentleman that goes out and walks those parks and determines what the best location for the trail is and the most scenic and aesthetically right for that park. And then they go in and they cut the path and clear it out and lay the material and off okay. we go.
But in that park, you've got paths already, right, from the golf course
yes,
or no?
Yes, but they weren't paved. But and we veered from some of those because it just didn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
So you look through that. So there's a guy who's like a trailblazer. He's the one who kind of knows where. Wow.
He is a trailblazer.
Excellent.
And there are times that he goes out and.
What's his name?
Isaac Smith.
Okay. So he's responsible for some of that.
He walks a lot.
Okay. Knows the best way to walk. What works safe as far as safe and what else do you say the views do?
Sure.
Because a lot of times it's one of those things. If you can get access to a beautiful place, people can stop along the trail and.
Right, because along that, we want to make sure, because that's, with it being a golf course, it was more open than a lot of our parks. And, so we are strategically going to place benches with trees so people can sit and rest and, read a book if they choose to do that.
Does it still have sand traps?
I don't know.
How scenic is a sand trap?
You could play in the sand, couldn't
you? It's
like
a mini beach along the way.
Exactly.
Is that what
they've got
is?
Ponds.
Maybe they could put little things together to make one of those fairy gardens, but the fairy beach, kind of umbrella, a little kind of a...
Fairy gardens, here we go. Let's go to the Miller Nature Preserve.
Mini landscapes.
Little landscapes, all right. Little sand things, right?
You brought it up, let's talk
about it.
Okay, let's
go. That's a great segue for me. I'm there. Right. All right, speaking of fairy gardens and mini landscapes, that is the spring display at Miller Nature Preserve, and I have to tell you guys, it is very magical in that place. They have little landscapes nestled amongst the orchids and the bromelades. And when you first walk in, I know neither one of you have ever been there, but when you first walk in,
give me a little credit here.
Yeah, don't lump him into my non-involvement with anything. Okay? He gets really offended with that.
My apologies.
Okay.
When you first walk in, there's a desert room there, and they even have a little mini landscape. It's probably my favorite one that's set in the desert. It has a little fireplace and a little corral and a little skull.
Wow, that's neat.
Pretty cool.
Like quarter inch scale, or do you
oh
know
yeah,
the
they're
scale
tiny. Okay. They're only like this big.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people who like plants and miniatures, this is the culmination of that.
Well, it is. It's very neat. And then we have people that made mini landscapes and brought them in, and they're on display. And then as the weather gets warmer, we're going to move and enlarge this to outside and nestle it around the other gardens. As the butterfly house opens, the mini landscapes will move outside.
Now you have people that, are they part of like a miniature society, or are they just people who kind of want to build tiny little things? Okay.
No, it's just
how big are they? Tall
thing.
Are they? Tiny people? Just
Bruce.
What?
Careful.
I don't know.
They're very popular.
I know they are. I have a cousin who posts some pictures on Facebook related to. She said her thing was I had to move the mini garden because the squirrel was trying to inhabit it.
Okay.
The Godzilla coming into the town. or something like that. Let's talk about something to do with Carlisle, a new camp you have.
That'll be fun. They do it at Wellington. It's a family camp at Wellington. It's called Youth Explorers, and it's been very popular. So we just expanded on that, and we started a new family camp at Carlisle Reservation this year. It's called Park Trekkers. It starts June 18th, and it runs through August 6th. It's 9:30 to 11:30, and it's every Thursday for 8 weeks. And the whole 8 weeks is only $10. And they're going to do all kinds of fun things. They'll do hikes. They'll have on-hands activities. Just great things, live animals, of course, because that's where our Raptor Center is. And with it being a family camp, of course, grandparents or parents need to accompany the children.
A lot of fun for the kids.
It will
be
a lot of fun.
Expose to new things and, get them outdoors.
A lot of fun for the
adults,
too.
You're right. And then there'll be a big party at the end. The last day you'll have a big party. And you do need to pre-register for that by June 11th, and you can do that at our website, which is www.metroparks.cc, or you can always call the home office, and we'd be happy to make your reservation for you.
The Park Trekkers.
Park Trekkers.
Now, kayakers, is that what I saw on the thing you had here?
That's tomorrow? Is that tomorrow?
Sunday.
At Lakeview Park.
It's our enhanced. We used to be the kayak symposium, and now we've added to it, and it is now called the Paddle and Pedal, as in Bike Pedal Fest. So we'll have the kayaks, the local yaks will be there, the West River paddle boats, and you can have opportunity to get out there and try your hand at stand-up paddleboarding or kayak.
There you go, Bruce.
That's all about you, Bruce.
Stand-up paddleboarding. I want to see
I'm
you
sorry,
do
I'm
that.
Sorry, I'm going to be at the Miller Nature Preserve. That's, I'm looking at miniature displays. I won't have stand-up.
They say there's no surf in Cleveland, but there might be one in Lorain.
Yeah, that's true. No paddle stand-up paddling for me.
And then on the pedal part of that, which is the part that we've added this year, we're featuring the Put a Lid on It campaign. So there will be the Silver Wheels Bike Club will be there. One of our rangers will be there teaching bike safety. And we have some helmets to give away on a first-come, first-served basis.
That is such a beautiful area now.
Over
the past couple of years, it's really, really gotten nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of the beach, you know, you want to have it as clean as can be, and you are launching a new program this season to make sure that maybe some of the birds don't do their damage there.
Right, because we know, you know, seagulls are plentiful, and they can spread disease and bacteria. So, and we do want to keep our beaches clean. So we've hired a company called Goose Patrol, and they keep birds out of the area. So they'll come in, they're on a circuit, and I'm not really sure what their circuit is, however clients he has, but they run on a circuit, and you'll see dogs there starting Memorial Day through Labor Day, and they will have yellow vests on, and they will keep the seagulls off the beach.
They will be officially dressed, Bruce.
Yes.
These just won't be dogs on the beach. These will be like...
because we all know no dogs are allowed on the beach.
Okay.
So these
Goose
are
dogs.
Special dogs.
Gull dogs.
Right. Well, that'll be fun to see that, to watch them do that. And it's kind of in their nature to chase the things and keep them away.
But where do they go then? Where do the gulls go? Do they go...
to the beach down the road.
That's what I'm asking.
Right, exactly.
Are they going
right to
Bay Village?
Sure. The other place that don't have it.
And then
the dog guy with the dog calls them up and go, you got to have a goose problem? I got a solution for you. There's a little something else going on here, I think. Vanessa, thanks for stopping in.
Always a pleasure,
appreciate
you guys.
You
thank you.
Coming in there as well. Vanessa Clesta with the Lorain County Metro Parks.